Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Would it be better if you're going to do it to trade Micah Parsons now or later? Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, checked in yesterday on the Green Bay rumor, and he did confirm, according to Mike, the Packers are interested, but it's nowhere near the smoke that is out there. Ricky Scoops and some others have been saying there's a deal, maybe not agreed to, in parameters, well, I'll say that. There's a deal that's basically set up. It includes Micah getting $45 a year from Green Bay. It's just waiting for a final sign-off. Florio's saying the noise is not that loud, but he did confirm Green Bay interest. The Packers GM did not want to get into it too much yesterday. All the while, Micah Parsons photographed in DFW Airport flying somewhere. Jane Slater says it's not to Cabo. It's not to Green Bay, we don't think. I'm told Mike is getting a second opinion on his back. The Cowboys are off until tomorrow when the entire Metroplex and NFL world waits to see if he's actually going to practice.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is definitely interested, but I'd agree with Flora that I don't think it's as, like, here it is on the table, ready to go, right, as people have talked about. But I think Green Bay is also probably interested in the same way that 30 other teams would also be interested if they knew that he was available. But I think that, look, if the Cowboys were to say, we're open for business, we're taking calls on Micah, I do think Green Bay would probably be at the front of the line, picking up the phone, calling, and wanting to talk about him. But this is not looking like it's getting resolved anytime soon. And so I think right now our options that you're looking at are either something happens, something moves in the direction of him getting dealt, or he just plays this year on his fifth year option. But those are the two likeliest options, I think, that you have at this point. It's not impossible to get an extension done. I wouldn't rule anything out, but it doesn't. Somebody's got to swallow their pride, and neither one of them look willing to do it right now.
Yesterday, a lot of Tolos on my timeline in response to all this, when I was like, this looks like it's the second back opinion is looking like paperwork for a grievance. The Cowboys have their clean MRI. So if Micah decides not to play against the Eagles, Micah needs some proof from another physician that his back is bothering him and hurting him. And a lot of Tolos just hit me back. Trade him. I'm done. I am done with it. Trade him. I'm tired of this crap. They're no longer understanding and going along with Micah and Muligeta through this process of what they feel like they have to do in order to force Jerry's hand to get paid. And someone that knows David Muligeta pretty well, Ryan Clark, who was represented by him, He lost his emotion while cutting off former GM Mike Tannenbaum the other day on ESPN.
And what I'm saying is, like, Jerry Jones has to say, hey, look, if I'm comporting myself as a leader of this franchise, I have a great young player who's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. I got to get into the room with his agent. We don't have to like each other. Yeah. Let's close the door and figure out a
label. But that made sense. Yeah. And then it's the exact opposite is what has happened.
Because he doesn't have respect for people.
Yeah.
Like, period, point blank. Jerry Jones is the owner. Jerry Jones sat across from Peyton Manning in 2011 CBA negotiations and treated him like a boy. And walked to the door, folded his arms, and waited for the rest of the owners to follow him because he's Jerry Jones. Because in 30 years, I cannot win a championship, and my organization can increase in value by $9+ billion. Why do I have to talk to you? Michael Parsons, as good as you are, why do you matter to me?
And I hope Jerry doesn't have that mentality, but I could see how he does. Not to justify it, but I could see Jerry Jones having that mentality. I'm Jerry freaking Jones, and the rest of you are yahoos.
Right, yeah, and, you know, like, I think that, does Jerry have, a lack of respect for the players? I don't know. I don't know that he's a lack of respect for the players. I think it would be very possible he's a lack of respect for the agents.
Yeah.
I could see that, but, I mean, a lot of people look at agents in a kind of a side
eye. Like,
you really trust them, right? Yeah, absolutely, right? So I understand if Jerry doesn't trust or has a lack of respect for the whole agent process. That it may not even be the agents itself. It may be the agent process that I just don't jive with that.
He keeps going back to this Dez Jay-Z thing of, you know, why should you get your 3% and have all this say? And then when the player misses a team, he wants the agent to be accountable for things that happen inside the facility. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to be able to call the agent and say, Dez is late. Mike is not being a good enough leader. Address it and fix it.
The same philosophy for why he is the general manager, he tries to take to player negotiations. Like, I don't want to deal with the agent. I want to deal with the player.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you don't want to deal with the GM. You want to deal with the owner. Same thing. Same concept.
I think he respects players 100%. I think he does not appreciate being told what he has to do with his money. I don't think he thinks that anybody should ever tell him what he needs to hand over to somebody when it's his money. I think he's just like, no. And so if that's a problem, you're gonna understand what our positions are here. Yeah. And you're gonna understand you don't tell me what I give you. That's not how this works. Even though ultimately they kind of end up getting the money that they want.
All right, exactly. All right, Franco injury attorney text line. If this thing ends up with a trade, I want to go through the pros and cons of doing it now versus after the season. 877-881-1053. What I wrote down for doing it now is you get rid of this whole distraction. The players in the locker room don't have to answer for this. It's not on both televisions right now as we speak. Every single week on this radio station for nonstop hours. So distraction, issue, erased, gone. Can you replace him with a win now player? I put that in the now category. I think the odds of that are very, very low. That's all I have written down for doing it right now. If you do it later, you have him for this season. You have one of the best pass rushers, if not the best in all of football, on your team for this year. If he plays. And then the draft pick value, if you do it after this season, is theoretically higher and better. And you can get the whole league involved versus a team right now who can make it work under their cap. So now versus later, to me, hold him hostage, quote unquote, for the season, but he may play the card of not playing for you this year.
Yeah.
And you can get your value right now with a win now player, Rashawn Gary or whoever else the Packers or fill in the blank may have.
Look, I'm all about getting the picks. We've always heard teams say,
but you can get the picks now or later.
Right. We've always heard teams say, though, the closer you get to the draft, the tougher it is to get the picks out of them. So you think now you would get more, but then again, you have less teams that you could shop him to.
With ammo.
Right, with ammo. To me, like, this is about, if you're going to move on from Micah, there's a few reasons. One of those, though, you cannot. It's more than half of it is the cost, and the whole point of getting rid of the cost is to get cheap labor, which is the picks.
So is your answer now or later?
I would move on from him. Like I would assume I can get more picks today, so I would move on from him now.
I think you do get more picks in the spring.
So I just wanted to follow up with that. Why would you assume you can get more right now than March, like right after the year ends, or April?
Just because teams are so close to the draft, they don't want to get rid of them.
Okay,
right. Maybe that's faulty thinking, but
I mean, yeah, I think the more people get closer to the draft, they feel pressured to do something. So like typically, like even though they don't want to let go of capital, and it's easier to put something out of your mind and say, oh, that's a first round pick a year away. There is that psychological aspect, but I think a lot of teams look at it as, like, for instance, think of all the capital that they got with the Eli Manning trade, waiting as long as they did. Mm-hmm. Or like when San Francisco held Chicago hostage for Mitch Trubisky until the very last second, and they turned over a ton for that. Or the off seasons where you get the Bears trade and the number one pick and all that right. They get from the Panthers for that. So I think you do get more capital if mm-hmm. you do that. The pro outside of just removing the distraction would be that you get an understanding well in advance of what you have to build with. So like your personnel department can plan further in advance of like, okay, what do we have in the way of capital? How do we approach this? We've freed up the money now, so we know exactly how much money we have going into the offseason. We know what capital we have going into the offseason.
And the deadline.
It allows them to figure out a little bit, all right, here's what's in front of us, and plan for that, rather than just saying, all right, we got all the way till March before we knew exactly how much money we had and now what capital we have, and now we're kind of adjusting things on the fly. So that would be the only other positive that I could think of doing it right now, would just be to move that.
And your vote would be?
I would wait till the spring, probably. And I think ultimately that's what's going to happen.
With us assuming he gets on the field.
Yes.
If I tell you he doesn't want to give up the accrued season. That right. would come under what circumstances, Bobby?
If he didn't play at all, that would...
And there's no injury.
Yeah, that would... Then his... I don't think his contract... I'd have to see CBA negotiate, like, CBA rules on this.
Yeah.
I don't think his contract tolls. So it's not like he would become a restricted free agent, which is what could potentially... When a contract tolls, when you miss a year due to suspension, things like that, you become a restricted free agent. That's what happened to Randy Gregory. And so I don't know if that would impact it or if it would instead just be, no, this was viewed as part of a holdout.
What are the Tolos saying?
Guys, on the 325 says I want him gone now. 817 says I would only trade him to crappy teams that can't win now. 361 says get rid of him now to a bad team for premium picks. And 407 says hold him hostage and make him miss game checks.
Biggest problem of holding a bad team hostage right now is that team wants to know he's sticking around. They're not trading for him if Micah doesn't want to go there. So if Micah doesn't want to go to a bad team, nobody's taking the deal from Dallas. Nobody's taking him.
What's in your Bobby Belt Micah mailbag?
Yeah, so I asked a few different people on Twitter. I was getting a bunch of different questions yesterday. So I said to just, hey, consolidate them all here, throw some stuff out, and we'll try to answer as many of them as we can here on the show. First one, do you believe Micah will ever play a snap again for the Cowboys from Thomas? Yeah. No, I think Micah plays for them this year. I don't think he's getting dealt this year, and I don't think he's just doing this standoff for the entire season. I think he's going to be out there week one against Philadelphia right now is my assumption. JD asking, is it purely spite that Jerry won't call the agent to restart these talks? This seems like something that could get hammered out within a few hours if he just picked up the phone. I honestly think it would get hammered out in a few hours. I think everybody agrees. If they got on the phone together, I think they do believe, I think everybody believes they would be able to work something out and realize that they're not that far apart. The problem is getting either one of them to pick up the phone right now and getting either one of them to just say, come hat in hand for something that they're like, no, I don't need to come to you apologetically at all. You have to come to me. Like, this is a matter of just respect at this point and you having done something wrong, because both sides, I think, feel right now like you've done something wrong and I don't come to you with my hat in hand when you did wrong. That's not that, like, that's just a question of almost morality. I'm not going to do that.
If somebody there, be it Jerry or Mulugeta, make a phone call and the other one doesn't answer, if you're not answering when somebody calls and you're an agent or a GM, you should lose your job immediately.
I don't think anybody's called. That's what I'm saying. I think somebody would answer on the other end.
They better.
I don't think that anybody's, you've got to be the one to pick up the phone. Andrew says, if Micah doesn't play during the season, how comfortable are you with the edge group? I think they're going to have a good pass rush regardless. I think that they've got guys on the defensive line who can get to the quarterback. Is it going to be as good as with Micah Parsons there? Nope. Micah Parsons is, you know, the 36th best player in the NFL, according to the players. So, I mean, he's one of the best. But to me, I look at it and I say, they've got Ezeraku. They've got a guy in Sam Williams who I think has the upside, obviously. Dante Fowler's coming off of a good year. Marshawn Nealand is showing in training camp that he's developing more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The pass rush toolbox. I think they'll get to the quarterback. The problem is just how consistently. Is it going to be as good as it could have been, and is it enough to cover over what are clear deficiencies in your secondary right now? And that, I don't know.
Inside the Star with our insider Bobby Belt here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station. Chad Ochocinco weighs in on the Micah drama live at 9 o'clock this morning. Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. But RJ has you covered with the huge sports news that came out of Frisco yesterday. And have any of these influencers touched your home? That's next on The Fan.
Here's Higashioka. And Kyle swings and lifts one high into the air, deep left field. Ward going back. He's at the wall. He leaps. It's gone. Nope. Higgy taking advantage as he slugs one out of here. The third three-run home run for the Rangers tonight. The Rangers are at 20, leading now 20-3. And for Higashioka, his 10th home run of the season.
That is a get healthy game. At least that's going to be the hopes of our boy Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, who joined us yesterday with the 20-3 demolishing of the Angels. Rangers win the series as they had to do against the scrub. You get another scrub tomorrow on this station with the day off today against the Athletics. This is Sean and RJ on your official home for Rangers baseball. Adolis, Jock, Higgy, 3-run shots. Wyatt reached base all 5 times, scoring 4 runs, 4.5 back in the wild card.
Yeah, look, 20 runs is a fun day, and you don't want to be the guy who doesn't get invited to the hit party. But this was, I mean, you know, for this team to go out there, and they've done a really nice job on bullpen days when Lats is thrown. I feel like they've won an inordinate amount of Lats starts this year where he's had these bullpen days. And that's... It's funny how, like, you know, some pitchers will go out there, like DeGrom has gone out there and gotten absolutely no support, and Eovaldi. And then you'll get other times where you have somebody like Lats go out there and he'll get 20 runs.
He's got a 3.13 earned run average, and the last 2 outings he's had to throw at least 3 1/3 in each.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. So since the All-Star break, I think Jacob Lats in his, now with that 20 runs yesterday, I think Jacob Lats in his 3 starts has more run support than Paul Skenes does since the All-Star break.
No.
Yeah.
Since the break for both?
Yeah. And Skenes has like 8-9 starts in there, and Lats has 3.
Lats has not given up more than 2 runs since May 8th. So he's one of those kind of behind the scenes glue guys that the Rangers have relied on. Day off today, back in action tomorrow on this radio station. We're going to be in Red Oak tomorrow, Firehouse Tour, so come on out and say what's up. And tonight it's going to be Jake's in Frisco for G-Bag's broadcast, and then the latest edition of Fan Phenom, Jane Slater stopping by G-Bag at 5 o'clock. So tonight Jake's in Frisco, tomorrow us in Red Oak. Now it's time for some local news out of Frisco.
Ryder Cup. So the PGA moved to Frisco, the PGA of America. And so the PGA Tour and PGA America are different. Minutia.
It's the Golf of America.
It's basically Golf of America. The PGA of America is in charge of the Ryder Cup. They put on the Ryder Cup and they put on the PGA Championship. And Keegan Bradley is the captain. He's the captain of the U.S. squad. So he gets to pick the team. Now, there are some automatic qualifiers. So Scheffler, J.J. Spahn, Xander Schauffele, Russell Henley, Harris English, and Bryson DeChambeau, they all automatically qualified. There was some talk that Keegan Bradley was going to pick himself to be a captain's pick. He loves the Ryder Cup. He's dying to play in it. It's at Bethpage Black, which is in New York. He played at St. John's. He played his golf at St. John's. So it kind of be a homecoming for him. But he is our captain, baby, and he decided not to do that. Now, I do have one major problem. He decided that he is going to take Patrick Cantlay, who is a human rain delay. This is the guy that Phil tweeted about. The guy did 26.
I watched this.
It was frustrating.
26, like, foot resets?
Yes.
People were happy that he lost. Was he the one who lost to Tommy Fleetwood?
He lost to Tommy Fleetwood. All right,
you got
to
choose, Choppy, which one you'd rather win, because you can't stand Tommy Fleetwood either.
I know. I don't like Tommy Fleetwood either. I would much rather Tommy Fleetwood win than Patrick Cantlay.
And what did Phil say about Cantlay?
He said he has done more. He did more toe taps there, which are essentially calf raises, than he has ever done. He's got to have the strongest legs in history.
Man, that was infuriating for me to just watch one swing.
You know, we need Nick Tarnaski, the hockey player who got in the fight in Canada on the golf course. Bang!
Do they not? Bang! They don't have a golf shot clock.
It's like 2 minutes after the previous guy hits, you have to hit the ball. But it's like once you address the ball, you have, I think, like 40 seconds to hit it. And he took 38.
Oh,
he is so frustrating.
Pace of play, guys. Come on.
I can't stand him.
I will say I do respect that, you know, everyone's counting and being annoyed, and that doesn't get to you.
It doesn't get to you. He didn't care.
That's a soulless.
Yeah, it is.
That's a soulless psycho.
It is, because nobody likes him on tour. No, for that reason, they don't want to play behind him. It's not like they don't like him as a person.
Yeah,
they just don't want to play behind him. Justin Thomas is on the team. Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Cam Young, Cantlay, and then Sam Burns. This was cool. It was a long conversation that Keegan had with Sam Burns, but you know, bringing him on the team. There is your Ryder Cup team for Team USA.
Bobby, you ended up being right for once as YouTube, and you can't even have your microphone on to take credit for it.
I feel like you've been saying this a lot lately. You ended up being right for once. I feel like we've just been getting a lot of victories from me lately.
Well, name the other instances. I'll wait.
Look, I don't want to embarrass
you. Actually, I'm not going to wait. Yeah. YouTube announced yesterday they have temporarily worked out their fight with Fox. So those of you with YouTube TV, you are saved for Saturday at least for Texas, Ohio State, and all the other sports on Fox, FS1, and all that. So a temporary agreement worked out for YouTube TV. Let's media watchdog. Two lists. ESPN icons versus influencers. And let's see which one is better or worse. Bobby, take us through the icons first.
Well, I mean, it's basically just the entire WNBA roster is what we've gotten from ESPN. So
what was this idea and why?
So ESPN,
great question.
They put out this, I still don't know what they were doing, but they had put out a tweet with this like mural that they had made, this like, you know, sketch of all these different athletes on the picture, and they'd put it out there, they tweeted it, and they put the caption, all the icons, or something to that effect, something like, oh, we've got all the icons here, and you look at this picture, and the way that ESPN is leaning into just the cultural pressure that they feel now to talk about how much they love the WNBA, 11 WNBA individuals were on this compared to 3 baseball players, 10 NFL players.
11. And this is supposed to represent the what?
The icons of sports.
Uh-huh. But like all the icons, all the moments, all of ESPN, all in one place.
Like the past few years, the past 25,
I think it's meant to be like the most impactful like icons right now.
Okay.
Right. I mean, dude, they have more ESPN analysts on here than MLB and NHL combined.
And the other analysts combined?
No. They have more ESPN analysts on this icons
like
thing.
Like Windhorst.
Yeah. Windhorst, Stephen A. Then they have MLB and NHL combined.
Players. NHL and baseball players. Less than ESPN analysts.
Right. So the ESPN analysts that are on here.
Wow. You said like, Windhorst, Stephen A.
You got Windhorst. You got Stephen A. You got both Manning brothers right there. They're on ESPN. You have McAfee. You have You have the entire McAfee show. You got Buck and Aikman.
Are you kidding me?
They had 4 more WNBA players on this mural than they had combined MLB players, UFC fighters, professional golfers, soccer players, and NHL players.
And they got destroyed so much they immediately took it
down.
They
deleted it. Yeah, they got reetmud with the Whataburger review.
Stop
they took it down, and so they were pressuring it. Yeah, no golfers. That was one of the things that got a lot of people upset. They're like, you're not even going to throw Scottie Scheffler up on there.
What?
Tiger. I mean, like,
no whether, Brady?
No Brady. You know who's on there? The Bulls guy.
The guy that played the quarters game with Michael Gambling?
That pose, he's on there.
What?
But Scheffler's not.
No John Jones?
No.
No UFC fighters at all. The 3 baseball players were Ronald Acuna, Aaron Judge, and then Ohtani pitching.
Bryce Underwood's on there. Sharif, who has not played a single down in college from Michigan. Wow. So they immediately deleted it. What a joke. All right. That's going to be tough to top.
Luka did make it, though, and Anthony Davis did not. I just like to point that out.
Maybe that's a nominee for worst take or RJ's influencers list.
Yeah, so this was Rolling Stone magazine, not to be confused with the Rolling Stones. I'll explain that in a moment. They had their most influential creators of 2025 list. Okay. Now, I know some of these. My kids know way more, obviously, than I do. Number one is Speed. Speed was nothing 3 years ago. Now he is just blown up.
No idea who that is.
He just literally races people, right? He'll just race people.
I show Speed, yeah.
Yeah. Drewski.
Okay, Drewski was
the one that, man, you missed that while you were out. Monica McNutt, he went on there wearing a Barry Sanders jersey, and she went, this is obviously for Shador Sanders.
She won worst take last week.
For thinking a Barry Sanders jersey was a Shador shout-out Drewski on set.
Oh, no.
Also, Drewski's that big?
Drewski's massive.
What does he do?
He's a comedian.
Nobody knows exactly. He's like how Charlotte Jones said in The Gambler. She's like, we didn't really know what my dad did. We just said self-employed. Okay. That's kind of Drewski. Drewski does a lot of different things.
Speaking of big guys.
Videos, comedy, music, a lot of different things.
Ms. Rachel. I don't know Ms. Rachel.
Oh, Ms. Rachel. Oh, my daughter's in love.
Kids are obsessed.
It's like doing kid stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like this generation's Wiggles or Blue's Clues or whatever else.
Kai Sinet.
Okay.
My kids know him.
Kai's pretty big.
Quinlan B. I don't know Quinlan. Caleb here.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Nope.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Hassan Piker, Camila Araujo, and then Alex Cooper. Who's Call Her Daddy. Millie Walke.
Mr. Beast, one. People think he's been AI'd recently. There have been a bunch of different like streams he's been on with people where they're like, are you AI right now? Like they think he's generating himself.
So Mr. Beast posts a photo of this Caleb guy, Caleb Heron. And he says, according to this list, a guy with 1 million followers is more influential to me. More influential than me. What did I do to piss off the Rolling Stones? The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Not Rolling Stone magazine.
All right. Well, the ESPN icon list is much worse than this. I still don't know what Mr. Beast does. I still have no idea.
He just makes like...
Conspiracy theories say he does a lot.
Well, he just makes videos that... There's a lot of videos that he makes where he's like giving money away, doing things like, you know, contests for Lamborghinis, but his videos make a ton of money, and he makes more money than all these folks combined. Like, you can't argue that he's not number one. Like,
Sean, he has the Mr. Beast Burgers now. The burgers. He's got a food chain now.
Oh, he does?
He does.
Is he going to compete with White Castle coming to DFW? Yeah.
He's 27 years old. He's worth $1 billion.
Mm. Yeah, none of these. None
Straight
of these,
from
he's
YouTube.
Probably
Straight
worth
from
more,
YouTube.
He's probably worth more than all these people combined, and he's putting there at number 7.
The greatest challenges Brian Schottenheimer has already faced as head coach, followed by Ocho Cinco Live. Next in B-Low.
V-Belt.
Right here on Sean and RJ. The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
The biggest head coaching green flag yet from Brian Schottenheimer. Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Leasing and Window Nation. This is a good article over at The Athletic from Mike Jones. Who?
Who?
Mike Jones. He had gotten a chance to talk to Kellen Moore, Liam Cohen, and Brian Schottenheimer. And it's kind of just a Q&A session where he just had 6-7 questions for each of them that he wanted them to answer about, hey, what are the challenges you face? What are the different things? And Brian Schottenheimer gave some pretty good answers here. I liked it. They were the lengthier ones, and you can tell
Kellen is so boring.
Dude, you can see the difference between the two.
God, he's so boring.
Like, this is just the very first one, for instance, like, without even looking at what it is. That right there is the difference in the paragraph answers from Shoddy and Kellen on the first question. That little, like, 6-word answer is Kellen Moore. But I thought this was... Some of this, like, we've heard clearly from Brian Schottenheimer before, some of the philosophy. But there's a lot of stuff here that I thought was pretty good from Shoddy. So we're going to go through some of the stuff that they talked about here in The Athletic. First question from The Athletic, which they note, some questions and answers have been lightly edited for length and clarity. But Mike Jones said, you moved up one spot from coordinator to head coach, but I don't think a lot of people realize just how big a leap that is in terms of responsibilities on and off the field. How would you describe that jump, and how are you managing to juggle it all? Shoddy said, well, it certainly is a big jump. I think you add into it being a play caller, which that is an underrated aspect of this that people probably aren't considering, is that they were thinking, well, you're the offensive coordinator last year, but he's not only just becoming head coach, he's adding play calling duties he hasn't had previously.
Yeah, like, we've had problems around here with the last two guys adding and balancing the play calling role with head coach.
A lot.
We've ended up saying, you know, at times, Jason Garrett can't manage the overall game, doesn't know how to use timeouts, because he's not just solely focused on that. And then we went back and forth with McCarthy.
Well, let's see if he's doing a good job managing his time based on what he says here. He said, I think you add into being a play caller. There's certainly that as well. You're not just the head coach, but you're the play caller. I do think being around the game my entire life is really a big part of this. And I think it's mostly about time management. I'm an incredibly hard worker. I love the grind of football. I love waking up early, going to bed late, trying to solve problems. But I really do look at it in terms of the buckets. I've got to allot 3 hours to my head coaching duties, and I've got to allot 3 hours for my offensive deal. I've got to get in touch with Eberflus on defense. I've got to get in touch with Sorensen on special teams. I've got to do personnel things. So it really is about time management, and the benefit for someone like me that's taking over in a building that you're familiar with and that you know you understand how to get things done. If I need to get a contract question done, interesting, I know where to go. If I need to get something done in the training room, I know where to go. Whereas when you bring a new head coach into a different facility, they have to kind of figure out on their own. And that's a benefit of taking over in a building that you're aware of.
And I know we and I criticize Jerry for just going with comfort. You know, you're not going to roll the dice, gambler, and bring in Bill Belichick or someone that you don't know that well, even though it could take you to larger heights. But I do give Jerry credit once I see Schottenheimer's point of view of Barry Switzer had to go into the building, like we talked about an hour ago, and figure everything out. We're a title-contending team, and Brian Schottenheimer doesn't have to try to memorize where the bathroom is and waste time going, where is the office? It's just a comfort and a familiarity.
And that's why so many different organizations, and Dallas specifically over the last probably 15 to 20 years, has preferred continuity. That's always been a big line for them, is continuity, continuity. That's a big holdover for them.
Which there's value in it.
I totally understand when teams say continuity can sometimes be more beneficial for us than rocking the boat.
Yeah.
And I get that. Next question. What's the silliest thing that has come across your desk that you had no idea fell under head coaching responsibilities? And boy, this is a green flag right here from Brian Schottenheimer. Well, I would say it's not silly, but I do think it's something that's new, and even experienced head coaches probably have to deal with it. And that's these damn single-digit jersey numbers that all these guys want. And again, our philosophy is very simple. We don't get involved in that stuff. The players have to work it out. Why? Because we don't value any player more than any other player. But certainly the league didn't do us any favors when they said that really anybody except for offensive linemen and defensive linemen can be in these low numbers, because everybody thinks those single-digit numbers look really cool.
They do.
Damn right, Brian. That's the answer right there. That I still hate to this day that they've made that switch. I grew up in an era of your receiver, you wear the 80s.
Yep.
That's what you do. Your tight end, you wear the 80s. Pass rushers, you're in the 90s. Offensive lineman, your 60s and 70s. Maybe very rarely a center could be in the 50s, but that's it.
I agree.
And I can't stand I think the one to blame for this might be Larry Fitzgerald initially for starting the push of I'm going to wear a team number regularly instead of just being a training camp number. Hate that. All right.
I mean, wide receivers in the teens
has been around forever.
No, it was around in the 80s for a little bit. It was around.
That's when we grew up.
That was not the only time, but it was around in the 80s for a little bit. And then
name me the best receiver who did it when we were growing up.
I mean, Keyshawn was 19, right?
And that was
definitely later.
But still, I mean, that's
okay. Fine, Keyshawn. Who else? Who else? Remember?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying, another
great receiver. I can't think of one.
There's only one that comes to mind for me, but nobody else picked up the trend, and it was Harold Carmichael. Harold Carmichael wore that big ass 17 running around the field at 7 feet tall. next one. What was the best piece of advice that you received on making that transition from coordinator to head coach, and who did it come from? And of course, Brian Schottenheimer said, probably my father. He just said, hey, when you get your opportunity, just always be authentic, be who you are, lead the way you want to lead, communicate the way you want to communicate, practice the way you want to practice. And I think that's something that I've always done in every position I've ever held, because if you're not convicted about it, or if you're not true to yourself and what you truly believe, then I believe very strongly that people can sense that. Oh, that's not really what he believes. And so I've always tried to do that, will always do that. And it's something my dad started talking to me about a long time ago when I first got into the business.
Spagnola yesterday on KNC said, doesn't he win every damn press conference? Yes. My favorite thing so far that he does is he goes, now why?
Yeah.
He asks why, and then he explains. I love that. He goes,
yeah.
Now, why do I do that? Now, what's the reason? Now, why? That's my number one little Brian Schottenheimer tick.
He senses your follow-up. He's like, all right, so why do we do this? Well, here it is.
Real quick, one more thing on the numbers. I got the best ones. This is at least from this one. 10 would be Santonio. 11, Larry Fitz. 12, Marcus Colston.
Okay.
Let's see. Brandon Marshall at 15.
Nobody's 13. Mike Evans.
Johnny Knox, they gave 13.
Johnny Knox?
This is Jackass.
From Jackass.
Yeah, right, as they say. Let's see. Braylon Edwards at 17. Sidney Rice. They have Miles Austin at 19.
Yeah.
See, this is why you need to get rid of those numbers. Go back to the 80s. What was the biggest curveball you got hit with during OTAs and minicamps, and how did you adjust? Schottenheimer said, I would say the biggest thing is just with the new NFLPA policies, the way you have to practice. And again, this is the interview with Mike Jones over at The Athletic. He says, we went back and forth about how we wanted to do it, and we decided that we were going to do 11-on-11 drills. We were going to do team drills because we believe that practice is what separates us from everybody else in the league, the way we practice. And not the intensity, but the crispness, the sharpness, the way we run in practice. And it took a lot of time and effort in team meetings to teach our guys, okay, these are the rules, and this is what you can't have. Can't have the same right to the ball as the receivers do, defensive backs. And our guys did an incredible job with it, but it was a lot of educating on, okay, here's how you play football in the spring. But I thought our guys did great with it, and it ended up being a great offseason program for us. That's something you probably don't think about a lot, is that you have to teach professional football players how to play football in another part of the year in order to get what you want out of these practices.
Liam Cohen, though, by far, he might be the most interesting of these three. Kellen's definitely third.
Duval.
And he actually referenced that. He said, Nick Sirianni came up to me and he's like, use that. Like, everyone's laughing at you.
Duval.
We did it with Sirianni planting trees early on. So he referenced that and he's like, yeah, make a joke of it and use it as motivation. And then he said his biggest adjustment, the biggest curveball, Travis Hunter. How to deal with Travis Hunter on both sides.
That sounds like a Doc Rivers answer. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't saddle anybody with Damian Lillard and Giannis. Bobby. I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating.
And then he said the biggest surprise to him, Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, how he had to go out and recruit coaches. I never thought about this. The recruitment of the coaches was like getting players in college football, and he was like 12, 13 straight hours a day to, here's the money, here's the this, here's the that, here's the enticement of getting your staff together. It was outright recruiting.
That's why everybody was impressed with Schottenheimer, who's been in the league for forever and has a pretty deep network. He didn't hire a bunch of guys he had worked with previously.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of fresh starts where he said he had asked around and got advice on, hey, who are some guys that we should target here? Coaches often use the break between minicamp and training camp, Mike Jones is asking Brian Schottenheimer, to recharge, but also assess their methods and approach to those offseason practices. What was an encouraging takeaway and one that needs improvement that you applied at training camp and will use in the regular season? And Shotty said, well, first of all, you do have to recharge. I mean, it's a grind when you come out of the season and then there's this coaching search process and you go through the hiring process, you get hired, then you have to jump into doing the staff. And the next thing you've got to do is get caught up on personnel. And you're already on your way to the combine and you're getting ready for the offseason program and things like that. So you definitely need a break. I definitely got away with my family. But again, the same thing is, can you organize and manage your time? And so to me, I would wake up early and do some of the things that I need to do, a lot of self-reflection. I don't think there's one thing that jumps out and says, okay, this was something I'm going to change. I'm constantly trying to learn. I'm constantly trying to get better. I'm looking back. We tape all of our team meetings, all of our installations, and I say, hey, what am I doing? Are the guys engaged? But when I look back on it, I think we did a really good job of, again, starting the whole process with connection and love for one another. And it goes down a lot of the list of just some of the culture stuff that they've done. I think that we got that sense when we were in Indy. Shoddy really did feel like he was just barely having time to come up and catch a breath at that point. Like, it felt like he was really overwhelmed with, man, there's a lot of responsibilities here. And then the last one, you mentioned the best piece of advice you ever received. What's another valuable bit of knowledge you would pass on to a rookie head coach next year? Shoddy said, honestly, I would say be authentic, be yourself. But since I've already answered that question, I would say in the meantime, while they're striving to become a head coach, they need to find time pockets to prepare and to figure out truly what you believe in. What do you truly believe in when it comes to football? I know during the bye weeks and things like that in the past, I would spend 3 or 4 days off and I would literally put myself in my office at my house and literally spend hours just, okay, hey, what's my philosophy on offense? What's my philosophy on defense? What do I want my staff to look like? What are the characteristics I want? Because again, it's so crystal clear for me now that when I'm talking about it, I'm convicted and I'm authentic because it's truly written down in a notebook, lots of notebooks actually. So he says, biggest thing for him is just finding out what you believe in and having conviction for that.
B-Lo.
D-Bell.
Every day at this time with our Cowboys insider Roberto here on Sean and RJ. Tommy Yarish. What was Micah doing in the airport? We'll ask Tommy from DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. But one of the most entertaining personalities in the history of sports. Whale guest alert for Ocho Cinco. Next on Sean and RJ. 105.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.